Well, I was born in Chapel Lane, 1906, and the little cottages where I were born are no more. They're not there anymore.
So that was 1906, and what did your father do?
My father was a fitter and worked at the pit. And after a time, he left there and went over to Mansfield to live. And, of course, while he was at Mansfield, he had a bad accident to his finger. Some steel went in one side and came out the other side, and, of course, he couldn't do his job there. So he came back to Lamley, and we kids came back with him, and, of course, he started at the pit again. But during the time I was until I was five, I lived down with my granny on the farm down at Bateman House, down Park Lane. Of course, never wanted to go home. I wanted to be with the animals. But eventually, when, of course, we went to Mansfield, I went to school a little while at Mansfield and came back and started at this school.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
Four sisters. No brothers. Dad did want a little boy, but we never had a little boy.
You said that you lived with your granny on Bateman Farm. Was that just you who lived there, or did the whole family live there?
Oh, the whole family lived there. There was a family of boys and girls there. And of course, that suited me too, you see.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about your granny's house at Bateman Farm?
Well, it's one of the oldest, small holdings in Lamley, I would say. Right, Jad?
Yes.
Yes? And the Stones live there now, the horticultural people. And, of course, they've modernised it, I suppose. But it was truly rural, right in the fields, really nice.
And what did she keep on there?
Well, she kept all sorts of chickens, ducks, pigs, cows, and made her own butter. And she had a stall in Nottingham Market, in the old market. And opposite Meldrum's shop that was then, on South Parade. And, of course, when I was a bit older, I used to go with my uncle on the dray and stop there and sell on this stall. And I was always Miss Ford to the ladies that came to buy from our stall. She'd got all the ladies from out of Nottingham Park, used to come and buy their Brussels sprouts, vegetables. My uncle used to deliver into the park. But I was never Miss Shelton. I was always Miss Ford, because I lived with my granny, you see.
And this was all the produce from the small holding she used
to sell. That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. They had fields further down the lane that they cultivated. They grew all their own peas and Brussels and cauliflowers and everything like that. And, of course, there was fruit on the place as well, which they sold.
Had she done that for all her life?
All her life. All the time she's been at Lamley, yes. Yes.
And was it something the family had done before her time?
No. No, they came from Wimeswold. My granddad started off at Wimeswold, and they got married and lived at Chilwell. And when they came to Lamley, my other aunt, who lived to be 96, told me that they'd got a cow there and they brought it by road right from Chilwell to that farm down there. They walked it, and some of the kids came on the train to Burton Joyce with her and walked from Burton Joyce to here. And the And my granddad, the granddad that I came to live with there, he worked at a brickyard at Chilwell, and had this cow and pigs. And then I suppose they rented this place here or bought it. I don't know whether they bought it or rented it. But he left the brickyard and brought his pig, and we've got a picture of Granny with a pig, with a cow, that the one she milked, and its name was Peg. And of course, that's how they started there at Lamley. And my father, he lived at the place opposite on the Spring Lane, on Park Lane, and that's our mother and father got together, you see. And of course, eventually got married, and then I came along, four more.
And could you tell me when you used to help in the market in Nottingham? Could you tell me how old you were then?
Oh, 10, I should say. 10, no, probably a bit before.